Good morning.
Good evening.
And good afternoon.
My name is Letitia.
My name is Jadesha.
And it's your girl, Aubriana.
Today we will be discussing whether or not the Constitution should be updated or not.
Now, I'm on the stance that it should. The Second Amendment, for example. It says that everybody has the right to bear arms. However, there's no specifics on which arms, how many one can bear, and how the age requirement for bearing an arm.
And I agree with you, Aubriana, with that. You have a whole lot of people who are able to access these guns, and they're mentally unstable. Mm-hmm. I think that we should have mental checks before people are allowed to buy these guns.
Honestly, for me, I believe that they should have mental classes. Like, say if you want to purchase a gun, you should go to mm-hmm. a mental class.
Like a psyche eval.
And take a test to see whether or not you're stable or not. And even after buying the gun and you pass that test, you should have checkups, regular checkups.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would ensure that the people owning the guns aren't crazy people who are just going to use those guns for something besides hunting, like hurting people. Mm-hmm. Innocent children. Innocent adults. Mm-hmm. And also, the 13th Amendment. It says that black people shouldn't be enslaved. Mm-hmm. And the 14th Amendment says that black people are free. But why don't those amendments go hand in hand and we can use one of those amendments for something else? Something for the more political climate, like cyber anything. Mm-hmm. Anything with cyber, anything with LGBTQ. The amendment and the Constitution should change with the times. So say we have an amendment that children shouldn't be enslaved. The legal workers or people who are thought to be illegal shouldn't be enslaved. Or technical slavery, as a matter of fact. Not necessarily being in shackles picking cotton.
Exactly. For me, an amendment that I believe that should be updated is Amendment 3, where it states no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Now, this amendment is outdated, in my opinion. It should be added onto because it doesn't refer to what we're going through in modern times. Now, earlier we were discussing guns and how, you know, it's a ongoing issue in this century. And I believe that they should add on that guns should be prohibited. It shouldn't be allowed to purchase guns just for pure leisure. There has to be a reason for...
There should be a viable threat
for a consumer to be having a gun. And it's not only for you to say, oh, because I need to feel safe in my own home. You need to feel safe in your own home by locking your doors, getting a security.
Self-defense classes.
Exactly.
They're free at the YMCA.
They're free.
And there
wow.
are other alternatives to
exactly.
having a gun.
Pepper spray, knives.
Yes. Bats.
Tasers.
Yes. A gun is something you could hurt 2,000 people with a barrel of guns
within a matter of minutes.
But with a bat, when you're just using at home, you could just hit the robber,
the targeted person.
Exactly.
Who deserves
you don't
to
have to
hurt.
Harm the targeted person and others in the process, because at the end of the day, it's just gonna lead to more trauma and more devastation.
By selling these guns, you don't know who you're really putting these guns into, who hands you put these guns into. You don't know what's going on or anything like that. They could be doing this just to, you know, cause a massacre or anything like that. Just like our most recent shooting that we had.
And also, the First Amendment. We all throw around free speech like we truly understand it, but we don't. Free speech was for people who physically could not speak because they were fear of people there being harmed because of their opinions. People of religion being harmed because of a different religion. You can't throw on a MAGA hat and call that free speech. You shouldn't, especially in a place where that's harmful and scary. You walk around in a place with predominantly people of color, predominantly women, and that's offensive to us. You can't just go around saying whatever you want. And especially if you're a person in power, just because you feel like I have free speech. And I'm not saying that you limit free speech, but there should be some guidelines.
Right, right.
If you can't what you wear, you can't say what you want in school, and you can't wear a MAGA attire in school, it should be like that in the workplace. In another amendment that could possibly use that update, the First Amendment. People say awful things and call it free speech. People walk around with MAGA attire in places that are quite inappropriate because of the freedom of speech. People can write about false things because of what they believe is freedom of press. However, they don't understand what bearings that has. You shouldn't be walking around. If you can't say what you want in the schoolhouse, if you can't say what you want in front of your parents, you shouldn't be saying it. Don't say, especially if you're a person in power. If you're someone who has power, if you have someone who people look up to, you can't say what you want.
President Donald Trump?
And expect and expect people to just say it's okay because yes. of this notion of free speech. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not in no way saying reduce or restrict people's free speech. Mm-hmm. But guidelines. There's no set rules that in schools you can't say this. Those are unspoken rules that we have. There's unspoken rules that in certain places you shouldn't say certain things.
Now, Ariana, I do agree with what you're saying, but I also disagree at the same time because you're taking away from people's capability to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
You're kind of taking away people's ability to advocate for certain rights and stuff because certain people may deem that unsatisfactory. And that will start the whole issue, and then that's gonna create more chaos in the world. As we have, we'll start having more riots and stuff about this, and then mm-hmm. we'll have people getting arrested, even though they're trying to advocate for the freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Back then, in the day when blacks didn't have this amendment. They weren't allowed to do any of these things. They weren't allowed to speak against all the hard things that they had to face and mm-hmm. were going through. Mm-hmm. They couldn't speak up for all the problems that were happening to them. So they started the walks, the riots, and all of that through the Amendment 1, freedom of speech.
I understand.
Also, I feel like it's neutral. It's kind of neutral for me in a sense where there has to be a limit. There has to be a limitation in what people can say. Because again, as Americans, we have to consider each other's feelings. This is a state of liberty, freedom of speech, and all of that. But we also have to take into consideration how far we say what we say.
And I'm not saying don't speak. I'm just saying no time and place. And if you don't understand exactly. time and place, there has to be a law to explain exactly. to you time and place. There has to be some regulation mm-hmm. that explains to you. You shouldn't say this or you shouldn't voice this in this setting because it's a neutral setting.
Yep.
We're trying to make it safe for everybody. So you just saying what you want, you just wearing certain attires or wearing clothes that say certain things mm-hmm. shouldn't have bearings in certain areas. I want to know my children feel safe at school.
Yep.
And that people aren't yelling nigger or MAGA or any of that sort around school. It should be known, and because it's not known, because people of power or people who believe they're special believe they have certain rights or above certain laws, it's disgusting.
And words will fire up something that wasn't meant to be fired up in the first place.
Exactly.
It could cause problems on top of problems that will lead to, you know, fights. War, even, because many times in history you see that
a misunderstanding
is what starts war. A disagreement starts war, and we don't want that, especially for our children to see that growing up, being in an environment like that. It's not what we want for our generation, and it's not what we want for America.
So I think it's whoever holds the power of such high words that's the reason why it's such a big problem. Like, for us to have this powerful man in the White House and to say such horrible things, it's gonna affect everybody else. I think that we should have it, but at the same time I think we should It just depends on the person and the power that they have when they're speaking about these righteousness and wrongfulness.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I agree. And also the freedom of religion. Mm. How do we have freedom of religion if we had that Muslim travel ban 2 years ago? It's like, because these laws and these amendments are so broad, loopholes and holes are easier to be poked into them. I'm not saying that we should not have free speech, not have freedom of religion, not have freedom of press, but if there's specific guidelines, not only will they be respected, but it'll be easier, it won't be as easy for people to skirt around them or skate around them and say, well, we're not infringing on rights because of this. We're not infringing in rights. We're not really enslaving people because it's a prison system and they did something wrong. It's not technically slavery. It's punishment. Mm-hmm. It has laws and the amendment and the Constitution, the law of the land, should set rules for all of America to follow. Mm-hmm. We can't have states debating on whether the abortion laws. Every country, every state in America is debating it. Why don't we set it in the Constitution? Get rid of the Third Amendment. It's useless. We're not housing soldiers anymore.
Thank you, Aubriana. This is all the time that we have. And we just hope that you enjoyed our discussion. And hopefully you can tune in next time on Lodge Podcast. Thank you. Thank you.